Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We are on Daf Lamed. On the top line of Daf Lamed, and the Gemara was discussing the following issue. The Gemara said, there was somebody that said yesterday, I think it was Reb Yosef, that you can make an Eruv, Eruv Tchum, out of regular meat, because the Persians ate meat normally. The conventional way of eating meat in those days was you ate it like in a sandwich with bread, and the bread was the main meal and the meat was the side dish, sort of, or the accompaniment, the relish. But the Persians didn't eat it like that. They eat regular meat. So if they eat regular meat, you could also eat regular meat, and then you could use meat alone is enough for a Erev. And the Gemara said, what, the Persians are the whole world? It's not the whole world. As a matter of fact, we have a Braisa, but not on the bottom line. Big Daniyam Laniyam, Big Dashirim Lashirim. That when it comes to Tumah, there's a difference between an Ani and an Ashir. Because an Ani cares much more, it's obvious, that an Ani cares much more about clothing, every scrap of clothing they're going to reuse. And an Ashir, it's not like that. It just throws it out. So you have different Shirim for Aval, Big Dashirim Laniyam Lo. Big Dashirim for an Ani, that doesn't count for the purposes of Tumah. V'chi Tema, you want to tell me, Hacha, by beged, l'chumra, v'hacha, and by tzli, we're going to go l'chumra, what was it, be machmir, v'otanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ma'arvin l'chole, u'lezakin, you can make an heir for a chole, guy is sick, he has no appetite, not eating anything, or a zakin, an old timer, an old man, who doesn't really eat that much, k'dei mizono, it goes by their shear, it's subjective. Ulura avasan, and a very hungry person is starving. The guy's starving. Seuda, benis, shall call Adam. It goes by a regular person. Just because you're starving doesn't change anything. Right? You're starving. So what? A regular person. Right? What do you see from here? Do we go Lakula? How do we go Lakula? Right? Because for the zakid and for the chola, we're going Lakula. Right? And also for the person who's starving, also go Lakula. We're not saying it's got to be two meals for him. It's two meals regular person. So we go Lakula. So Gemara says, okay, Kasha. It's a Kasha. That's a fair Kasha. Okay, fine. Now, Umi Amar B'Shem Elazar.
Expectation that the Erev is actually eaten, is it?
What?
There's no expectation that the Erev is actually eaten.
It doesn't have to be eaten.
No, it's just symbolic.
Correct. And it can be eaten. Well, it can be. We're going to get to that later in the week, but it doesn't have to be. Now the Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rab Shimon ben Elazar Hachi." Did Rab Shimon ben Elazar say this? That when it comes to a starving person, it goes by regular guy, a regular person, not the guy who's starving. V'atanya, Rab Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Og Melech Habashan, Og Melech Habashan. Doesn't mean him himself. It's a dogma for somebody who's not even alive, but it's a dogma for somebody who's very, very large, right? So Pischo Kimiluo. His opening fills up the opening. Well, what on earth does that mean? So here's a story. There's a halacha that this is what's called Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel means the dead body in the room. The whole room becomes Tameh. Now does the room become Tameh, but the entrance, the doorway, also becomes Tameh. Because you got to get the body out. And when you get the body out, you're going to go through the door, you're going to make the doorway Tameh as well. That's the halacha. Now, what if you have three, this room has one, two, three exits. Four exits over there. You have four exits, so which one becomes Tummy? All four. Because I don't know which one I'm going out of. Complicated halachas here. Very complicated Tumah halachas right now. Now, what if I have Og Melech HaBoshan in here? Og Melech HaBoshan's in here. And I can't get him out of these doors. He's too big. So I'm going to have to break open one of the doors. Well, which door am I breaking open? Again, I don't know. So, no, they're not going to be all Tameh. So Rashi says, Pischo Kimiluo. Now, what if one door is gigantic and the rest of them are tiny? So obviously, why am I going to break open the other doors? He's going to go out from the one that's big. So the fact that he's large, I'm saving the other three doorways. The other three doorways now are going to be Tahar, because I'm not going to take him out of those doors. I got to break open the wall. That's ridiculous. This one's already big. So they save the Tumah. There's no Tumah on those doors anymore. Why? Because he's big enough to go out from one door. Rashi says,
Lahatzal Shar Pesachim, to save the other doorways. Ve'i leka pesach dechazule, and if you don't have a door that's big enough, kol chor moli agrov shebaksalim tameim. Every hole in the walls are tamei now. Why? Because you don't know what the guy will do that wall. You know, let's do that one. That one's even better. We have no idea what we're going to do. Each one's tamei now because the ability is so, the opportunities are so many. Okay?
Why would a Gentile king?
He's just a muscle for someone who's large.
Oh, I see.
So it's just a muscle for someone who's large. So you have a large guy, can't fit him out from that skinny little door. That's for the skinny people. So what happens? You're going to have to break open the wall. Right. Which one you're going to break open doesn't make a difference. They're all tamei. But if one's extra large and one's not extra large, obviously you're going to go through the extra large one. So what do you see? And then the rest of them become tar. So what do you see? Of course it's subjective. It's not objective shiurim. So how come by the guy who's starving, he said it's an objective shiur, regular meals. He's super hungry? Who cares? Not like that. By tumah, it's not like that. By tumah, we say, when the guy's extra large, well, it depends. What's the story with all the doorways? If they're taka the same size, then they're all tummy. But if one's extra big, only that one's tummy. So you see, you do care about subjectivity. So the Gemara answers, Vabaya, no. Hassam, over there, Heichi Levi, what do you want us to do? What would you like us to do? There's only one doorway. Every doorway is the same size, not big enough. So, Hadumi Nahadme Venafke, you want us to take him out, we should cut off limbs and take out limb by limb? How are we getting Og out of the room? We're going to cut him up? It's like a gruesome horror movie. We're going to cut him up and take him out of the... That's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We have no choice. We have to break open the wall. How are we getting him out of here? Right? One second. Oh, my bio. Hey, Chidami. Live it, huh? Okay. One second. Yeah. Heichi Levit Hadume Nahadme Vinafke. Right? So Rashi says okay. That's the answer. Iboilahu. So the one had a question. So that was that. In other words, there's a difference between a physical difference. A physical difference is he's very large, and a minhag. Well, how do you eat dinner? Well, they eat dinner without bread. They eat with that. That's totally different. You can't compare a physical difference to a minhag. How people eat dinner. Not the same thing at all. Okay? Very good. Now, we're not finished with this. Yibay Elohu. Plika Rabbanan Leder Rav Shimon ben Elazar Olo. So does the Rabbanan argue on that or not? Does the Rabbanan argue? Well, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya. Damar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar B'Yochanan, Og Melech HaBashan. If you have Og Melech HaBashan sitting in the room, Pischo Ba'arba. The doorway is 4 Tvachim. 4 Amos, whatever the shear is. In other words, he argues. The first, Shimon Elazar said, well, if you have one doorway that's extra large, he'll clearly go through that doorway. Why are you gonna damage the house? I don't have to. Says the Chachamim, No, the answer is, Pischo Ba'arba, the door is 4 Tvachim, which is the normal size of a doorway, normal person can fit through, and therefore that's all you need. Therefore, he clearly argues, I'm sure, Ben Elazar. The Gemara says, no. Hasam, no. De'ika Psachim Ketanim Tuva. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, there's many doors, small doorways, Ve'ika Chad Da'avi Arba, and one's very large. Devada Ki Kamarvich, Bahu Kamarvich, because you're going to for sure go out that doorway. What's going on here? Now we look at this Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but it'll explain it good. So if you have one door that's extra large, where Og could fit through, Hilkach Matzal Al Kulan. He'll for sure save the other doorways. The other door, what means save? Means those doorways are tahar. Why? Because why am I going to break open those doorways when I have this one's very large? Why, that's ridiculous. Aval Kulan Shavim Bedalad. But if they're all equally 4 Tvachim, every single one's the same size, O Yud Amos, even if each one's massively large, Kulan Tamei, they're all Tamei. Why? I don't know which store I'm going out of. I have to wait for the funeral guy to come, and then we'll decide which store. I have no idea. I have no idea. Since I have no idea, they're all tamei. Vafilu niftach be'echad mehem. Even if one's open, va'achirim sigurin, and the other ones are locked. Oh, or chishev alav lo tzio be'echad mehem. I'm going to take him out of that one. Why? Because to me, he's the closest. Maybe the funeral guy's going to come and say, no, take him out of that one. Why? Various reasons. So you have in your head which one doesn't make a difference. They're all tamei. One is tamei, and all the rest are tohor. Hani mili, that's only true. Hecha dahachi chazile. If that one's larger, so it's fit for that guy. Vafilu kulu chazile. Even if all of them are fit, also. Aval hecha deleka chad dechazile. But if only one of them is fit, uboi merviach, and you need a lot of space. Vakulu and shavin, and all of them are the same size. I don't know which one I'm going to take him out of, and therefore they're all tamei. That has nothing to do with our case about the food. Nothing to do with that. Totally different thing. One's a physical issue, and one is a minhag issue. Okay. Amar b'chia bar Rashi amar Rav. Ma'arav me'basar chai. You can use basar chai. Basar chai is raw meat. Amar simi bar b'chia. Ma'arav me'beitzin chayas. Raw eggs. Kama, how many? Amar of Nachan bar Yitzchak, Sinai Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Shtayim, two of them. Then we said like this, Hanozim min ha-mazon mutter b'mayim. If someone made a neder that he's not going to eat mazon, he's allowed to drink water. Why? Because water is not mazon. And he's also allowed to eat salt if he wants to. So the Gemara says, Melech ha-mayim delo ikri mazon. One second. Water and salt are not called mazon. Hakol mili ikri mazon. And everything else is called mazon. Lema to have it to the Rav and Shmuel. Let's say this is a machlokes on Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel amir tavayu. Rav and Shmuel both said, "In mevarchin bari minim mizonos el al chamesh asamin levad." A mizonos you only make on 5 grains. Why? Bari minim mizonos mazon. They're busy with the word mazon. Since Rav and Shmuel said you only make a mizonos on the 5 grains. Why? Why? Because only the 5 grains are. Only the 5 grains are what? Only the 5 grains are mazon. So how could you tell me? How could you tell me that you can only eat water and salt? You should be able to eat anything except for the 5 grains. I'm in a neder, not eating mazon. You should be able to eat anything except for the 5 grains. And halacha, because you can't eat anything except for water. So v'lavu sivna chazina. We didn't really disprove them once upon a time in Pesach's Brachas. So I said, so what? Let me have it to you of the Nami Meha. You can disprove them again. So we pile on more Akashas on them. Amar Vuna. So Vuna says like this. Ba'omer kol hazon olai. If someone says, see, when you make a neder, the words have to be very precise. So when you say the word mazon, it's a term of art. It doesn't mean food. That's not what it means. It means mazon. Mazon, well, Rav and Shmuel said, only means the 5 grains. That's what mazon means, only the 5 grains. We say any food. We use the word food. Food means anything. That's what it meant there. So Amar Rav Huna, Ba'omer kol hazon olai, if someone says, anything that fills me up, if that's what he said, I'm not going to eat anything like that, Mayim u'melech hudulo zayni, so water and salt will not fill you up, Hakol mili zayni, everything else will. What are you talking about? But it was by Rabbi Yochanan. Lemechol peri gneser, and he was eating the fruits of gneser. Ki havinan be meya. When if there were 100 talmidim, havi kamak minaktinan lekol chad v'chad asara asara. We each collected 10, so it's 1,000 fruits. Ki havinan be asara. If there were 10 of us, havi minaktinan lekol chad v'chad meya meya. We collected 100. Each of us collected 100. 10,000. And each of our baskets held 3 sah. And he ate all of it. Rabbi Yochanan ate all 1,000 vet fruit. Varmani said, I swear, that I didn't taste anything filling. Anything filling. Meaning, I'm not full. So, So you see from here, what do you see from here? Right? We see from here that there are other things besides water and salt that don't fill you up. So Gemara says, Ema Mizona. No, what he meant to say was, right, that he meant to say was, he still didn't taste any mazon, meaning five grains, which filled him up. But if he said hazon alai, it would include fruit. Okay. Next, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Shvua shelo ochal kikar zeh. You ready for this? If someone makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat that kikar. Ma'arvin lo ba. You can use it for an eruv. You hear that? I made a neder, I'm not going to eat that kikar. You can use it for an eruv. Why? Why? What? So why could you use it? Still food. It's no different than a kohen and a truma, or nazir and wine. Rashi says, "Delo neder ela ma'achila." You made a neder, you're not going to eat it. Ve'im yishum delo chazilei, and I say you can't eat it now because it's not fit for you. Ha'chazilei achmini. It's fit for somebody else. Midi dahavi a nazir b'yayin. No different than a nazir and wine.
If it said he wouldn't have
hanaz. Ah, kikar zeh olai. But if someone says, this kikar is usher to me, didn't use the word eating, ain ma'arvin ba. You're not allowed to use it for an eruv. Why? Says Rashi, mashma, kol davar hana'asa ka'asar olai. Any hana'a is usher. Okay? Now, meisvei, there's a brisa, one second, there's a brisa, it's not like that. It says, hanodim min ha'kikar, if someone makes a neder not to have a kikar, ma'arvin lo ba. He can use it for an eruv. My lav, isn't that a case? The Amr Olai? Which he included Hana also? When it says lo, it doesn't say anything. It says lo, the Amr Zu. He said, this kikar I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat it. He said, eat, eat. He said, eat. Which means, Hana, yes. Hachinam Mistabra. That makes sense. The Tani Seifa, because the Seifa of this Brisa said, Amosai. When is it true? When is it true that if I say, I'm making a neder on this kikar, I can't eat it. I can't eat it. I'm sorry. When is it true that if someone makes a neder on a kikar, he can use it for an eruv? When is that true? Bizman sh'amar shvua shlo at hamena. And that a shvua, the shvua really was, I'm not going to eat this kikar. Then you're allowed to use it for an eruv. Why? Because I can't eat it, but you can eat it. But if I make a hana shvua, then in the chanami it's asr. Okay? Now, avol amar olai, what would be the story if he said the word Olai? Mai, hachanami, de'eme arvinbo. What would be the halach if he said Olai? He couldn't use it. Why? What? No, that's not why. Because it means hana. Olai means hana. Zu means eating. So if he said Olai, it means hana. So one second. Ihachi, if that's true, adetani, we learned another thing. Kikar zeh hektish. If someone says, this kikar is hektish. Like hektish to me. Can you use it for an eruv? Ein ma'arvin bo. You cannot use it for an eruv. Why? Because it's hektish. Lafi, she'ein ma'arvin bo hektishos. You can't use hektish for your eruv. So.
What if you separate truma
out? Huh? Hektish is not truma. Hektish is. Don't even get to the base. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. It's you. I can't use your food. No. I'm donating it for the temple. Nobody can eat it.
I think that's true.
Truma you can use because a Kohen can eat it. I'm not a Kohen, but you're a Kohen. So Truma is different. Hektish is a different category. Hektish and Mam is nothing. You can't touch it. So one second. So we have three cases here. If three issues. If someone says, I'm not going to eat it, you can use it for an Eruv. If someone says, Olai, I'm having an I'm not going to have an you can't use it for an eruv. Why? Because you have enough. And if someone says, I'm making it hektish, you can't use it for an eruv. Why do we need two cases? It's the same thing. Same thing. I can't have enough, and I made it hektish, I can't have enough. Same thing. So
you might think that you can't have enough, somebody else can have enough.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say exactly that. So one second. Liflog velisni bididei. Why do I need three cases? I have two cases. Two cases are, I made a neder, I'm not going to eat it. I can use it for a neder, because you could eat it. I make a neder, I'm not going to have hana. It's the same thing, it's making a neder that's hektish. Why do I need three cases? Liflog velisni bididei. The neder of amurim. When can I use it? The Amar Zu, where I said I'm not going to eat it. Then I can use it for an Erev. Why? Because you can eat it. Aval Amar Alai, but if I say on me, Ein Ma'arvin Ba, I'm not going to use it. Since we didn't say that, since we did bring in the case of Hekdish, you know what? If I say a lie, it is good. Why is it good? Why is it good? Because you can have Hana, or Hana's a big deal, I can't have Hana, but it's still good for an Erev. The Gemara's going to say on Amud Beis, because you weren't, mitzvahs were not given to have Hana. So you can't have Hana, it's a big deal. But then Hekdish is the only thing that's Asr. Taka Hekdish, if you take it Hekdish, it's Asr. Right? Then one second. If that's true, Amar Lach Rav Huna, Elamai, Kalecha da Amar Alay Ma'arvin? Then one second. Then if you, every time you say a lie and you Asr the Hana, it's good? Is that what you want to tell me now? And only Hekdish is no good? Then Kasher Reisha. Then the Reisha, the opening statement of the Brice is no good. It said, when Amosai Ma'arvin Ba, Bisman Shavua Shomer Shalom Tamena. I said I'm not going to eat it. Which means that if you make a that's good. But if you make a Shavua a lie, it's no good. So the whole Brice doesn't make any sense. So you know what? Chasur Mechsa Vachiktani. Easy answer. This Brice is missing words. Vachiktani. Hanoi de Mina Kikar. If someone says I'm not going to have enough from this Kikar, you can use it for an Erev. Vafilu Omar Olai, even if you said Olai, which implies all Hana, no. Nase ka Omar Shavua Shalo Atamena. What you really meant was, I'm not going to eat it. So when you said Olai, you only meant eating. Even if you said Olai, even if you meant to, even if you intended or implied to Aser Ohana, that's not really what you said. What you said was, I'm not going to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, so I'm not going to eat it. But you could eat it, and therefore it's good. Mikol makom kashal Rav Huna, but it's a kash on Rav Huna. Why? Because the opening statement of the Sbraisa was, kikar ze asar alai, and we said, ein ma'arvin loba. You can't use it, right? Kikar ze asar alai, ein ma'arvin loba, which implies that it's really, you really mean hana, and it's asar. The answer is no. Who the Amar Rabbi Eliezer? He said a statement like Rabbi Eliezer. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shvua shelo ochel kikar ze ma'arvin loba. Someone says Shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar. You could use it. Kikar ze olai ein ma'arvin loba. But if someone said olai, you can't. So there's a Tana that disputes this. One Tana holds that even when you say olai, you didn't mean that. What you really meant was only eating. And Rabbi Eliezer says no. You know what he's saying. When you said olai, you meant hana, and it's aser like hektish. Umiyama Rabbi Eliezer. How did Rabbi Eliezer even say this? For Tanya Zaklal, Adam Oser Atzmo Baochel Ma'arvin Loba. If someone makes a neder that he's not going to eat it, he can use it for an erev. Why? Why could he use it for an erev if he says he's not going to eat it? Someone else could eat it. Very good. Good. Ochel Nesar Lo La'adam Ein Ma'arvin Loba. But if you use the word Hana, you can't use it. Right? Now, he seems to be Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Wait. Kikar Ze Olai Ma'arvin Loba. Kikar Ze Hektish Ein Ma'arvin Loba. Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Bagdeshos. But if he said Olai, it's Mashma, Rabbi Eliezer would say it's okay. Which is a kash on Rabbi Eliezer. He just said it's not okay. And the answer is, Trei Tanoi Aliba Rabbi Eliezer. There are two opinions of what Rabbi Eliezer said. So it's a machlokes. If you say, I'm not going to eat it, everybody holds you can use it for an Erev. Why? Because someone else can eat it. If you make a neder, I'm not going to have enough from it. It's a machlokes. Some say, you really meant you're not going to eat it. And therefore, you can make an Erev out of it. And some say, no, you really meant you're not going to eat it. You really meant you're not going to have enough, and therefore you can't have enough. And then some, and everyone holds that if you made the cookie like Hekdish, you can't use it for an Erev. Through Machlokas. Fine. Next. Then we said, Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. A Nazir can use wine even though he can't drink it. And a Yisrael can use Truma even though he can't eat it. But someone else can. Masnisin deloki Beishamai. This cannot be like the opinion of Beishamai, the Tanya, Beishamai Omrim, Ein Ma'arvin leNazir, B'yayin. A Nazir cannot make an Erev out of wine. V'Yisrael b'Truma, and a Yisrael cannot make a Nazir out of Truma. U'Beishilal Omrim, Ma'arvin leNazir B'yayin, V'Yisrael b'Truma. And Beishilal says you can. Beishamai says you can't. Okay? Sumchas, by the way, in the Mishnah, by one of them, I think by Truma, said you can't also. So Beishamai, a little bit like Sumchas. So, Amru lehen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Iyatem modim, wouldn't you agree, Shema Arvin le Gadol b'Yom HaKippur, that you can make an Eruv on Yom Kippur for an adult who can't eat on Yom Kippur? Don't you agree to that? Amru lehen Aval, yes, I agree to that. Rashi says on top, L'mishu Gadol, someone's an adult, Shehevi Shtei Sairos, who's already an adult, and Rashi has to go, Shechayev B'inui, who's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Da'afagav de'lemachar lo chazile. He's not going to be able to eat it on Yom Kippur. Ha'il v'chazi l'katan she'enu baronchin. But it's chazi for a kid. A kid can eat it. Now, kid not in the parish of Erevin. It's a kid. So the three-year-old kid can eat the Erev. No, I can't. It's Yom Kippur. It has to be Roy on Ben HaShemashah. Now I'll eat Ben HaShemashah either. So, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, don't you agree that it's not edible for you, and yet it's a good Erev? In the case of Yom Kippur? And Beis Shammai said, I agree. I'm asking him to that. Aval. So, Amru Lahen. So, Beis Hillel said, Kishem Shema Arvin L'Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. So, you can make an Erev for a Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kach Ma Arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin Ubi Yisrael B'Truma. So, what's the difference? What's the difference? Ubei Shammai, no, big difference. Hasam, over there, over where? By the case of Yom Kippur, it's a very difficult answer. By the case of Yom Kippur, Iker Suda Haru'uya Mibod Yom. You can eat the Suda, you can have a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Hacha Leka Suda Haru'uya Mibod Yom. But in the case of the Erev, there's no Suda on Erev Shabbos. What's going on? So Rashi says very cryptically, Mibod Yom, Shel Erev Yom HaKippurim. On Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to eat a Suda. Before Kol Nidre, you're going to go eat a Suda. When are you eating that Suda? Says Beis Shammai, I will allow somebody to eat that Suda during Bein HaShemashos even, perhaps, right? It's at a time right before the time of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, whenever that is. So it's like just in the right time. It's already close enough to Yontif that we're going to allow the Erev to be Chal, but you're not going to be violating eating on Yom Kippur. What kind of time is that? I don't know. When is that time? So this is a difficult answer. When is that time? It's not Yom Kippur. You're allowed to eat, but you're still close enough to Yom Kippur that the Erev is Chal. Because by the way, if you go out on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and put an Erev there and sit down and eat it, it doesn't count. Chal Ben HaShemashos. Not 2 hours before Ben HaShemashos. So when exactly are you eating the Suda? On Erev Yom Kippur that it can count. When are you eating the Suda? And Beis Shammai said, that's why I agree. Not because of the... Of course. A Nazir cannot use wine. And a Kisrael cannot use Truma. Here it's different. Because a regular guy can eat it. When's he eating it? On Erev Yom Kippur Mibod Yom. How are you eating it then? Does the article say anything? Does Oscar shed light when exactly you're eating it? Right? So the Me'iri says like this. The Me'iri says that Beis Shammai is really making a distinction between food that is etzem usher and food that's only usher because Yom Kippur came. He's making a distinction between food that's etzem usher. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. It's aser to eat truma. It's be'etzem, it's aser for Yisrael to eat truma. Says Beis Shammai, how could you use an Erev like that? However, food on Yom Kippur is not be'etzem aser. There's nothing wrong with the food. Something wrong with the date. That kind of iser, Beis Shammai, that is not allowed. I'll allow that. That's what he means to say. You can eat it Erev Yom Kippur. Go enjoy yourself. Erev, forget the Zman, busy with the Zman. Forget that. You can eat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Erev Yom Kippur. Go have a Suda. There's nothing wrong with the food. What's wrong? Why can't you eat Yom Kippur? Because the Torah said don't eat Yom Kippur. Something wrong with the food. Something wrong with the day. That kind of Isser, says Beis Shammai, I have no problem with. That's how the Meiri explains it. Are you still eating Truma? Not allowed to eat Truma. It's not allowed. There's something wrong with the food. How could you use that for an Erev? Something wrong with that food. He can't eat it. How can he another drink wine? Not allowed to. Something wrong with the wine. Can't use that for an Erev. Here at Erev Yom Kippur, something wrong with the food. Something wrong with the day. Says Beis Shammai, that I'll allow. Not a bad answer. Rashi seemed to not say that. Rashi goes out of his way. Shall Erev Yom Kippur, like he's talking about, like he's trying to be busy with the Zmanim.
I'll tell you why, because it messes up the original thing that we said a half hour ago.
That what? No, but Beis Shammai disputes that. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to use wine and you're not allowed to use truma. Why not? Because there's something wrong with you.
No, it's also because it keeps saying, the more it keeps saying, the articles keep saying that you're making it for that person. You're making it for the nozer.
Right.
It shows them they'll live for that.
That's right, 100%.
No, what that means I made it for you, you can't have it.
Right.
Instead of I made it for you, but somebody else can have it.
Correct. So now Beis Shammai says, but what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, nobody can have it. It's a business issue of Yom Kippur. It's a whole separate, nothing to do with the food. It's a whole separate issue of Yom Kippur. Therefore, I'll allow the Erev.
There's no difference between
Kachem. In Akhami, who would agree with Kachem? Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Oh, interesting. Interesting. He must make a distinction. That's how the Erev explains it. The Gemara is very cryptic.
No, because he's trying to say that in advance of it, you made it early enough that somebody can potentially use it in that time, before Yom Kippur starts, but it's sort of...
But it's Yom Kippur, it didn't start, but it's late enough in the day that you can still eat. So what kind of time is that? What kind of time is that? We don't know when that time is. But you're not allowed to eat in Banish Marsha because it's a suffix. And it's also Tosefes. So when exactly are you eating this meal? Correct. So you have to give some answer like that. That's what the Rashba says that. That's what Rashi seems to say. Right? And the Mimri says, no, a whole different thing. The difference between it's also you and it's also the whole world. It's right, the area different part. Either way, that's his answer. So,
can you have an era where one dip is chalav and the other is basa?
We'll get to that. I think yes. Kiman, who said all this? Dolok Chananya, not Chananya. The Tanya Chananya Omer Kol Atzman Shel Beis Shammai Shel Lo Hayumodim BeEruv. Beis Shammai didn't even hold from Erev Tchum. He didn't hold from this whole trick of taking a piece of bread and sticking it out there 2,000... No. Achi yoti, mitaso, you bring your bed out there, v'chol chalei tashmisho, and your wardrobe, l'sham. You bring your wardrobe and your bed out there, your mamash living there. Right? Kiman oz lahod d'tanya. Irev b'shchorim, if you had black clothes, Shabbos started, v'lo yatza b'levenim. You can't go switch now and wear white clothes. B'levenim, lo yatza b'shchorim. If you have white clothes, you can't switch to black clothes. Kiman, who said that? Amar Rav Nachman Beitzel Kechananihi, Faliva de Beis Shammai. Right? Why? Because you didn't bring your whole wardrobe out there. See, Shabbos you're dressed in black, a black suit. Now you want to change it to a white suit. Like an ice cream man. You want to wear a white suit now. How can you change this and then go over there? How could you do that? You don't have an Erev. Why? Because your wardrobe's still back in your house. So you can't change. You can't walk there. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Well, Chananya, but according to that, B'shcharim hu d'lo yotze, ho b'levenim yotze, v'amr achi yotze, b'tasso k'keith l'shmish l'osham. You can't leave at all. Even if you don't change your clothing, you can't go anywhere. Because you don't have an Erev. Because you didn't put your wardrobe there. Yeah, hachi kama, here's what he meant to say. Erev b'levenim, if I was wearing white clothes when Shabbos started, v'tzach l'shcharim, and I want to change to black clothes, and I want to go on a date, or go visit some, whatever, my neighbor, my friend, af b'levenim lo yotze. You can't even go in your regular clothes. The clothes you were wearing when Shabbos started. Why can't you go in regular clothes when Shabbos started? Because you can't go to the Erev. Because there is no Erev. Because you didn't put your wardrobe there on your bed. Kiman, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Chananihi, Leibed Beis Shammai. Very good. Now Sumcha said, I agree with Beis Shammai when it comes to the Truma part. That a Yisrael cannot make Truma. An Erev out of Truma. But I disagree with the Nazir part. I hold that a Nazir can make Truma out of, can make an Erev out of wine. That I disagree with. Ilu Nazir b'yayin lo palik, but Sumchus did not dispute the wine one. Why not? My time, why not? Because Efsher Dimashal on the Zirusa. Because you can go to a Chacham and undo your Nazir promise. You can undo your Nazir promise. You can undo it. Since it's possible to undo, I never meant to make a Nazir, I have Charata, all that, and then the wine's going to be mutter to me, I can make an Erev out of wine. That's what Sumcha says. That's why by the Nazir I allow the wine, and by the Truma I don't allow Yisrael. So Gemara says, what's the difference? Ihachi, if that's true, Truma Nami, Efsher Dimishtale. What happened? You donated Truma. You designated Truma. You can go to a Chacham and undo that designation. So it's like a promise. You can undo that. What?
Can you be
Matzah on Shabbos? No, we're going to get to the Tosafot to ask that question. The answer is, for a mitzvah, the answer is yes. So we'll let you. And even if you can't, it's only a Darabanan. It's like a Bez Din. It's not a Daraisa to do that. So, E Matzah Alei, one second. That's not a good answer, because if you're going to undo the neder and taka, the truma is going to go away, then hadra latifla. It turns back into tevel. You can't eat that either. It's even worse. Nobody can eat that. So you don't gain anything by going to a chacham and undoing the truma. Right? So Gemara says, one second. V'lifro shalev v'makom acher. So take truma off from somewhere else, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, but again, it's not a daraisa. So Gemara says, no. Lo nechshelu chaver mitrom shlomen amukaf. A Talmud Chacham never did that. A Talmud Chacham never took off truma if all the items weren't in front of him. In other words, what's this guy doing? He has truma in his kitchen. He's out 2,000 amos away in the field. He has truma in his kitchen. He comes over there. He's like, okay, I just undid the truma. So now this is tevel. Okay, the truma in my kitchen. The wheat in my kitchen is now truma for this pile here. And this pile now is chulin, and I can eat it, and my erev is good. So no Talmud Chacham would ever do that.
Okay. Didn't we have the story with him on the boat?
Yeah.
Yeshua
and what, they took off truma? They did other things. No.
Truma.
But it was all there.
No. It's in his house.
So you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Maybe in emergencies. Why are you not supposed to do that? What's wrong with doing that? What's wrong with that? So Rashi somewhere says, Rashi says in Gittin, because you're going to forget that you did that. Since it's back in your kitchen, you're going to go back, you're not going to remember it, and you're going to eat truma by mistake. So because of these kinds of reasons, don't do that. Make sure it's all in front of you. So you designate, oh, this is truma. You put a sticker on it, this is truma. It's back at the house, you're here, you're not going to remember, run into problems. So, v'lifer shalei minei obey, take off truma right here from this pile. You have to go back to the house, take off truma right here. So the Gemara says, the less lay shiura. You don't have enough. You don't have enough truma to take off. You don't have enough shir. So the Gemara says, my paska, what kind of case is this? What kind of halach is this? You're telling me a case is never going to come up. You only have exactly amount of truma that if I take off truma without a shir, that's the amount of food you use for an erev. It's such a rare thing. Ella, the whole different answer. Sumcha savala karabanan. Sumcha savala karabanan. To Amar, kal davar shumishum shavus. Gazru Allah ben Ashmashos. Anything that's Asr Midrabanan, they shouldn't do on Shabbos, they will go there on ben Ashmashos not to do it either. Okay? Therefore, so if you made an Erev out of Truma, you cannot, and Bein HaShemashos is when the Erev has to be Chal, you can't undo it on Bein HaShemashos. You can't undo it, and therefore you're stuck with it, and therefore you can't undo it, and therefore you're stuck. So Tosfos asks, well then how can you undo the Nazir on Bein HaShemashos? How could you undo that? So Tosfos looks at Tosfos, Ella, Vim Tomar, Mehai Tama, Nami Nazir, Lo Yarev, Biayim, that a Nazir can't use wine. Why? Kivon the Shivotu, it's a Darabanan to go to a Chacham to undo the Neder. Lishal on the Darab Shabbos, Kinamina Parak Mishayechshich. So we said, oh, you can't undo Truma during Ben HaShemashos. So how could you undo the Neder? Nazir Ben HaShemashos. V'yei Shlomar, the Lotzorach Shabbos, Nish'olin, because four Shabbos you could do it. Kedamina and Hasam, V'hai, Havi Tzorach Shabbos, Shiemutr Lishtos Yayim B'Shabbos. Who doesn't want to drink wine on Shabbos? It's a big mitzvah. So for that, we'll allow it. And here, by the truma, it doesn't come up, because someone else could eat it. It doesn't come up. Okay. Where are we up to? Come on, Azal HaDatnan, Yesha Amru, there are those that say, Hakol Lafi Mashahu Adam. that all the shiurim go by the regular size of a person. I'm sorry. All the shiurim go by the person himself. In other words, mole kumso, mincha. A komech is the amount you can fit in the three middle fingers. You have a guy who's tiny, the guy who's massive. So the tiny guy is his komech, the big guy is his komech. Also, mole chafnav ketores. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol put the ketores in his palms. What if he had small palms? What if he had big palms? Whatever palms he has. Vashos a mole lugmav Yom Kippurim. And if someone drinks a mole lugmav on Yom Kippur, how does it go? It goes by, well, if you have a big cheek, then it's a bigger shear. If you have a small cheek, you have a smaller shear. It goes by individuals. Everything's subjective. So how come we don't say the same thing by food? That the amount of eating on Yom Kippur is whatever the shear is. Why don't we say, well, if the guy's a massive guy, then that shear is too small. Only by liquids we say this. And the answer is, because by solids, even a small amount will get rid of the inui, and therefore the shear of food is objective, but the shear for liquids is subjective. Ubumazon shesudas le'erev, and when it comes to mazon, it goes by two meals. Well, are you a big guy or a small guy? Are you on a diet or not on a diet? Right? Kiman, amar b'zira, sumchasi. It's the same sumchas. The amar, my dechazi le'be'inon. Sumchas said it goes by you. Can you eat that truma? If you can't, then you can't use it for an erev. So if you're not on a diet, you can eat bigger. If you're on a diet, you can eat smaller. Same sumchas. One more minute. Let me plead you, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Marvin Lechol, Ozakin Kadeh Mazon, Ola Vassam, Besud, the Bein, Shokal Adam. Didn't Rabbi Zeira say that, didn't we bring that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that it's always objective? The guy's starving, it's still objective, it goes against Sumchis. Tergema, Achola, Vazakin. No, that was only about Achola and Azakin. Aval Rav Vassan, Baladat, Eifel Kal Adam. When it comes to a guy who's starving, his das is bottled to everyone else, and it goes by a normal size shear. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.